Phoebe, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So Stranger in the Alps, it's nearly 2 years old now. You've been really busy, working hard, touring a lot. What's life on the road been like?
Ooh, it's been fun. I'm kind of my own tour manager. Like, I feel like I go and try to find, like, cool stuff to do in each place or, like, ask for recommendations. So, yeah, it can feel suffocating, but I feel like I have a pretty good, like, activity schedule, which is nice. Yeah.
You must have seen some pretty wild stuff chasing down cool things to see in every place.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Like, we went to a castle in Wales. That was really fun. Yeah, because otherwise you're just, like, in a hotel, trapped. Yeah, or, like, trapped in a backstage for hours. Yeah.
So having toured these songs as well for, quite a period of time, have you found that they've evolved at all in the way that you do play them live?
Yeah, they have. It's funny. I was talking to a friend about this, too. Like, it's so weird that you record and then you go and, like, play everything for a year because it's kind of the perfect practice. Like, the best albums would be recorded after tour. But, of course, that's not how it works. Yeah, so crazy.
And one thing that I did want to drop in as well, Steph, our music director, was talking about, she went to a gig and the drummer had a Phoebe Bridges shirt with Benedict Cumberbatch on it. First of all, amazing. Second of all, how did that come about?
I thought it was funny because someone... This, like, organic, like, Twitter riff started happening where people would tag me in stuff that looked like me. And that was one of the first ones. That was really funny. And then we made the shirt, and then people started doing it more. So then we made, like, a music video where there were a bunch of lookalikes. And it just, so that was, like, kind of the birthplace of it was Twitter.
I was wondering what came first, because I did see that there was a Which Phoebe Bridges Are You, like, BuzzFeed quiz that had come out. That's amazing. That's, like, a life peak right there.
Oh, yeah, totally. I, like, quit music, actually. I'm just doing this interview, like, post-mortem of my music career, because I don't need to do anything else after the BuzzFeed article.
It's a life peak. So you, of course, haven't just been working on solo stuff as well. You've got a lot of projects on the work. One of those is Boy Genius, alongside Julian Baker and Lucy Dacus. The three of you, I mean, you all fall under that indie umbrella, but individually the music you guys make is quite different, I find. How do you guys work together?
Yeah, I think we're just very complementary of each other. Like, it is so cool that we're all so different. We have, like, completely different skill sets. Julian kind of plays every instrument. Lucy, like, paces back and forth and, like, meticulously plots out lyrics. And I like, really love writing harmonies and producing. So we like, yeah, we got so lucky. We had no idea how we were going to work together. And we only allotted 4 days to make that album because we were all doing such crazy touring schedules and, like, in between different projects, and so that's, like, the only time we had. We had one day of pre-production, and then we just recorded, and it's so crazy. It totally was not smart to plan it like that, but I'm glad it worked out.
The thought of trying to put together a whole album in 4 days is giving me anxiety.
Yeah, yeah, me too.
And your newest project, of course, Better Oblivion Community Centre with Connor Orbis, which is really cool. Could you tell us how that collaboration came about?
Yeah, we went on tour together in, like, January 2017. I had, like, just put out the first song from Stranger in the Alps and was opening for him. And yeah, he, like, I think he was just fascinated. My friends and I all write songs together, and I think he was pretty fascinated by that community because he had never had that before, which is so weird because he's so much older than me and had never really written a song with another person. Brought a finished idea to a friend who then, like, tweaked it or whatever, but had never written a song, like, top to bottom with someone else. And we did it, and it was so fun and cool, and like, he writes so much faster than I do also. And I actually made the Boy Genius record in the first, like, 4 days of June, and then the Better Bling record in the rest of June. So, like, right back to back. It was really crazy.
You are so busy. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it was insane.
And Connor Orbis as well, you did mention, he is a bit older. He's been around the music industry for a little while now. They do say never meet your heroes. Clearly it's worked here.
Yeah.
What's the relationship with him like?
It's awesome. Like, I think that a mark of a great person is someone who's still friends with all the people that they grew up with or, like, he just, that guy totally does not have any enemies, or if he does, they're like horrible. But yeah, like his tour managers are all friends from when he was like 10 years old and like grew up across the street, and he has like a very tight-knit community of people who like care about him, and that's awesome. And I feel like I've met people through him that I'll know forever. Yeah, it's just, it's like really cool seeing someone have, he totally, I think, had an opportunity to not be a genuine person. You know, you can, stuff can go to your head, and so it's so cool that he's so grounded and like, I mean, into doing a project with me. It's so cool.
And the self-titled album, it all came out at once. It was kind of like a surprise drop. Very Beyoncé Lemonade-esque. What was the decision behind dropping it all at once?
Well, part of it was like logistical. We had just finished Boy Genius Tour and were in talks to release this album. And so it was partly logistical, like there was kind of no other time for it to come out. But also, I just didn't want anybody to think they knew what it sounded like and then have it come out and be either disappointed or like thrown. And I didn't want a lot of like speculating to happen. I wanted to just like hand over this fully done thing and be like, this is what we made. Because people know his music, people know my music, and I just wanted to make sure, just, yeah.
Do you think that Better Oblivion Community Centre is going to be one of those projects where maybe there's just the one album and then we're done with that? Or do you think that it's something you're going to continue on with into the future?
I'm not sure. Like, the spirit of all of it is very non-planned. Like, Matador, who released Boy Genius, and Dead Oceans, who released Better Oblivion and my records, it's just cool that they're like, all right, whatever you want to do, you know, like nobody's plotting out giant like long-term plans for any of this stuff, not even my own records, which is what I initially got signed for. Like my label actually had sort of an intervention with me where I was playing them newest stuff for my second coming self-released album, and they were like, are you sure you want to put something out? Like, this is insane. And I was like, yeah, totally. So yeah, it's all very, like, not plotted out and just, like, whatever feels good.
And because I was wondering as well, you do have so much going on, so it's not like the plate's full and this is what we're working on now. You are still working on other stuff.
Yeah.
Wow. And so, you know, moving on, do you think that, you know, next we'll hear from you more solo work? You did mention you've got another album coming up, or if another group opportunity came along, would that be something that you'd consider taking up?
Yeah, again, I'm trying really hard to just feel out what is genuine and not think about what's convenient to release when, but I definitely get like caught up in it. I would love to release a second album soon. It would feel really good.
We'll hold you to that. Phoebe, thank you so much for coming in.
Yeah, thanks so much.